And good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Ascent Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Ascent Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota. Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
We are not sunk yet. We will never surrender. We will never give up. Never, never, never. It's not who we are. It's not what we do. We never give up.
Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHNA 99.5 FM and online. Rick Jensen is my name. Shadow Jensen, the cat, is here wide awake, as is, day three of antibiotics, getting them all healed up, or at least on the right path. Takes time, doesn't it? Mm. Our David Adams here as well, R.C. Adams.
Mm. The hills are alive with the sound of music. he's Kitty looks a little better today.
Looks a lot better today. Yes. Yeah. At this hour, we have Tommy Lahren coming up in just a little bit. Bob Wheeler. From Pick City, North Dakota.
I've heard that name before.
After news and weather, that comes your way at about, 10:35 or thereabouts. Right now, though, here is the lovely South Dakota native, Tommy Lahren. I got to see her on Fox and Friends First this morning. And right when I woke up, that was nice to wake up to.
Now, stop that.
Just made my day for me. Here she is with news and commentary this morning.
Fox News commentary.
L.A. puts a much-needed pause on dog breeding permits. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Animal shelters around the country are overwhelmed and overcrowded, but the situation in L.A. is one of the most dire in the nation. In a rare but wise move, the L.A. City Council has enacted a temporary pause on dog breeding permits. The moratorium will only be lifted once shelters are at or below 75% capacity for three consecutive months, and the pause could be automatically reinstated if shelter capacity rises above 75%. You know, as an animal lover and a rescue dog mom, I wish this moratorium would be both permanent and nationwide, because there are so many pets withering away in the shelter system waiting for a forever home. Why would anyone want to shell out money to a breeder when they could rescue and save a life? And here's a reminder to prospective dog parents. Do not get a dog if you are not ready, willing, or able to make a lifelong commitment to that animal. Good for LA for putting a pause on the breeding permits. Adopt, don't shop. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The Mix 1470 KHND.
And we're back, 1027, program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. RJ here, Shadow is here, RDA is here, and we're going through the headlines of the day. And, you know, I'm on the Gateway Pundit.
Mm-hmm.
And each and every day when I look at that, I can't believe what the rhinos are doing in D.C. They're completely out of control.
Well, they know there's limited time for them to do their nasties.
You know, the FISA thing?
Mm-hmm.
Headline, Gateway Pundit, breaking, rhinos win, Americans lose, FISA. 702 again passes House by a vote of 259 to 128. 117 rhinos who voted for the warrantless spying on Americans.
And those are the people you sent to Congress.
Yeah. Now, luckily now, if I read correctly, mm-hmm. I did not see Armstrong's name on there.
I didn't either, but I didn't look that carefully either. But
well, they have it in alphabetical order here, so okay, his name is not there.
Good. That's good. I would hope he wouldn't do that, but I would hope these other guys wouldn't either, but there they are.
What a letdown. You know, they have a representative from Nebraska. His last name is Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon voted for it.
Hmm. Well.
You know, and Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, has really taken to task Speaker Mike Johnson. You know what? I'm about convinced that the corruption is so deep in D.C., you're never going to get a true conservative Speaker of the House.
We get somebody, and it looks like it's really going to turn out nice. Mm-hmm. Starts out really good, and then just falls on the wayside.
Mike Johnson is in another headline, Mike Johnson in trouble. Representative Thomas Massie now
mm-hmm.
announces he will join forces with Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust Johnson as Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline also says Johnson can only afford to lose one GOP vote.
Yeah, I guess, because it's narrow. Then we need to take back some seats for the House.
And speaking of Speaker Johnson, he supports funding the Ukraine war sinkhole.
Yeah.
He said, quote, those are American jobs that build upgraded weapons and ammo here.
So, see, it is about money.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said that for a long time. It isn't about saving the people of Ukraine from Russia. That's not it. It's how many bullets and how many missiles and how many arms can we sell to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the rhinos and liberals want. They want war.
They want it because it's almost a blank check.
You know, and yeah.
I don't know what possesses these people. They go from their home state and they go to Washington, D.C., and the corruption starts immediately.
You know, the only thing I can guess, and we hear about it from time to time from some of our friends in Bismarck, that you get these lobbyists there,
mm-hmm.
and it must be such a temptation. You know, they do it in Bismarck, but you imagine how big the dollar amounts are in D.C.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Waving wads and wads of big greenbacks at someone.
To influence votes. Kind of like King Doug.
Yeah.
He did the same thing. He even went so far as to raise money and gave money to somebody he thought could beat somebody who didn't like what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the surface of things, that's what politics is. But when you throw in the millions of dollars, it's no longer politics. It's purchasing.
Again, that goes to taxation without representation, mm-hmm. really. Yeah, so Rand Paul had some interesting comments about Speaker Johnson. Of course, now that I want to play it, I can't find it.
Of course.
How does that always work that way? If I'm not looking for it, it pops up on every...
Well, you don't understand. There's a little blue button back here, and I push it, and it stops.
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But anyways...
It feels like it sometimes. You can right. look at one thing, turn over to another page, come back and try to see it again, and then it's not there. It's like, whoa.
Well, here's the deal, the exception of a few in D.C. I expect the very worst
mm-hmm.
from those who are in D.C.
Well, unless we find a way to stop this corruption, this is going to keep getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, we've been saying it for how many years on this show, and it does continue to get worse.
And, you know, it's... The only way that I know we could stop it is to fire everybody in Washington, D.C. and start over. In other words, let's say this next round of voting, you can't vote for somebody who's already in office, period. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That way, everybody changes. Problem is, of course, it'd be difficult to get work done because people who actually understand or know how to do it or been through it wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. However, it's very difficult to get into a lot of trouble when you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, it's a good thing, and on the other hand, it could be a disaster. But we need to do something. And I think term limits is probably the best way to do it. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I've never been for term limits. But it's to the point now where do we do term limits and save the country, or do we just let it go down the pothole?
Well, I'm on the same boat as you. Mm-hmm. I always said the greatest term limits were at the voting booth.
Exactly.
But it's been proven over and over that it's not.
Well, because people, the voters, are apathetic, and they will not learn what these people are doing. They don't know about what they're doing until, you know, they voted for, oh, there's Tom Smith. We're going to vote him into the Senate. 42 years later, they go, Tom Smith died. We got to vote for somebody else. Now who are we going to get? No, look, you know, I like that name. We'll put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as it goes for a lot of people. And that is not the kind of people we need to have to help run the country. We need people who actually pay attention and make decisions at the voting booth. And that will translate into people who are minding their P's and Q's.
1033, a program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Bob Wheeler after the break. We have cloudy conditions. Might be seeing rain here soon. Our temperature is sitting at 45. Is that correct? 45 right now. East winds at 18, gusts to 25.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Hey, we're back. 1040 program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Political pundit extraordinaire from an undisclosed location near Lake Sakakawea Country, our good friend Bob Wheeler. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm good. A little damp this morning. It's kind of nice to see a little rain in the area and kind of brighten things up a little bit, knock that winter dust down.
Yeah, we had some lightning. We had the ozone out factor out there. Smelled good this morning.
Yeah, you should have seen the lightning around here, Bob. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. Well, and it's kind of scary, actually, because it's been just a little too dry to get that lightning going. You guys could have got some fire, darn it.
Well, yeah. we had a half inch of rain last week, so, you know,
you got ahead of it. There you go.
A little bit.
Greening up, it's really crazy. Noticed that yesterday. Wow, it's really getting green out there. Isn't that amazing when you take moisture with sunshine and warmer temps, what it does? Like, wow.
It's wild how that works, isn't it? Don't tell a scientist about it, but I'll tell you that's not what it is. So, you know, let's just keep that to ourselves, all right?
Oh, boy. And we're just talking about the tomfoolery in D.C. and, you know, they're... They ramrodded the FISA, you know, through again, and the Rhinos did, and Mike Johnson, the Speaker, what a letdown he's been. You know, I keep getting fooled over and over. It seems like.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead, Sam.
We've got so much tomfoolery in Bismarck in the state going on again now. It's hard to go back to paying attention to the federal level. We cannot, it doesn't seem like we can get that one person to represent the House, the people, the way we need them to be represented. I don't know what the key to that is going to be other than election time, honestly, and getting some seats vacated, put in with some good people, and getting a good president back in play and watch things turn over for the better and better and better and hope that that's what, you know, triggers that. I don't know what else the answer is.
Well, I hope somebody that out there is watching this pays attention and realizes that how good the president isn't how his tweets are, it's how he's doing with the economy and the people and everything else. But that's what really killed us this last time. Well, I just don't like his attitude. Didn't matter that everything was the best it'd been in 55 years in some places. That's fine. I don't care about that. He's mean. Yeah, well, I'm going to send him to your house, and we'll see how mean you can be at your house because you're not helping. So, I mean, it is. It's craziness.
Well, you know, mean tweets got us here. So, I mean, that's just the way it was. People were so offended and so hurt. And
now they're offended and hurt and broke.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I saw it the other day of what we're paying compared to what we were months ago or years ago. And, you know, so many things have doubled in cost.
It's insane.
You know, you just going in to buy a dozen eggs, a gallon of milk, and a loaf of bread hurts the common man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's insane. And you know, I start thinking about just leisurely things. Can a regular person afford to go to, say, a baseball game anymore and actually enjoy it with a family? Not that we need it, not entertainment is not the priority. Run your, you know, you got to tighten your belt, okay? But say even the cheap seats. Can a family of six go in and enjoy that? I know you can't go into the theater and enjoy that. Just a day of six people in the theater without spending $150. You know, and I guess we kind of need some of that American dream back. Take the kids to a baseball game on a Sunday afternoon or whatever it might be, and spend $25. You know, that's, I guess that's all we really want. I'm not saying things aren't more expensive in certain ways. It's maybe it's $50 for a family of six to go and enjoy that, but it'd be a whole lot cheaper than it is now. You know, what kind of recreational things are we going to have? I mean, the summer's coming. Okay, what can people do this year without breaking the bank? And what are people going to be able to do?
It's going to be tough.
To unwind, to forget about the politics of the nation right now, the politics of the state.
Well, you know,
no, it is not about recreation, but, you know, we do need to have our unwind things.
Absolutely. But, you know, I saw a memo quite a while ago about this. The best way in this day and age, how to, you know, do something and not cost a lot, to stay in bed.
Well, it's, and even then, your price of electricity, your price of, you know, you better stay in bed and asleep and snuggled under the appropriate amount of blankets or what, I mean, because electricity's up. I you know, I don't care. Just the internet is not exactly cheap. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know. I mean, my best thing is I'm going to jump on the Harley this summer. You know, at least if I'm paying $6 a gallon for gas, I'm gonna have a little entertainment with it and jump on the motorcycle or something. Like, I mean, that's, you just about can't fill a boat this summer with, at the price of fuel. And I know that I'll get involved and do some of that. And I know that's what a lot of Americans are going to do, especially North Dakotans. You know, that's our entertainment. You're not going to take it away from us. But it's just going to cost us a hell of a lot more again. It's the end has got to be near. You know, just keep staying positive. I do not worship Donald Trump, but I need that man back in office. I'm having a hell of a time choosing a governor at this point out of those that are getting further and further ahead. So I need my brother Michael Coachman to stand up and run like hell. You know, so we know we've got him. You've got the fun with Julie Federcheck, how she's making kind of an ass of herself in just 7 days. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not.
Yeah.
But our buddy, the Minuteman, is back on Facebook. If you haven't seen that yet, guys and gals, the Minuteman is back. Really good article about Julie and her kind of crash, as far as we're seeing it. Since the convention. And this is, it's a good to have him back up there, him or her. They still say we don't know who it is, you know. And my gut still tells me I've been told who it is and I know who it is. And if I'm right, I'm glad they're back, you know. And I honestly don't care who they are. They're brilliant on most things, you know. So it's good to have the Minuteman back up and running. Another debate is coming up. They've got it scheduled with Rick Becker, the winner of the convention, and then Julie's been invited, and a couple other, well, I guess the Democratic candidates have been invited.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes if they show up, and I believe that's in District 4.
Okay.
You know, we're still a ways away, but a lot can happen between now and Election Day, and that's the craziness is I still feel that we're going to be hit with something big between now and November. And I don't know if it's going to come from outside the country or if it's going to come from inside the country. But it doesn't matter. It's going to disrupt things, and that's what they're going to try to do, is disrupt things. And if they do, if they do enough of it, it's going to disrupt it to the point where people are not going to feel safe in the United States under the current administration, which will just help out Trump and his administration.
Military-aged immigrants. Yep. Just keep remembering that.
What's that?
That have come into this country. Military-aged illegal immigrants that have come into this country. Yes.
Did you see that in California?
Illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm. Coming in on the boat?
What's that now?
I think it was in California, military-aged men on a boat in... They're getting, it was caught on video going on shore, and they dispersed, I forget what city it was, through the whole city. That was kind of frightening to see, and that's happening every day, I do believe.
That's going to be one, that's our demise, you know. It's one of the biggest foul-ups this country's ever seen is this unchecked immigration.
Well, sure.
And you know, you're doing that in California. You know, we've got so many military bases down there, including my brothers in the Marine Corps and the Navy. Okay, we got to stop that stuff so fast, it's not even funny. You know, so it's we'll see what happens.
If Trump wins, he still says you're going to see the biggest deportation thing ever happen. He's going to round these
people. That would be wonderful.
Because the law is there to do it. They need to do it. And I the other thing I think he should do is stop all immigration for about 6 months. Just stop a cold. And figure out what in the heck we're going to get.
I have never argued that our immigration system is broken. It is absolutely horrid what it takes to get into this country legally. Okay, I understand the true immigrants, the true asylum seekers, finding it very, very tough. But it should be difficult. It should not be easy to get in here.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but it is atrocious what it takes to get in here. Now, if we had a common sense, reasonable immigration system, we wouldn't have this problem. It wouldn't be half as bad, you know, because we do have room in this country for you're sick, you're wounded, you're poor. You know, we do have that. What that Statue of Liberty says, we've got room for that.
But through the
if
front
it
door,
comes in and organized, absolutely. You know,
if you're coming to America because of the land of opportunity, and the first thing you do is break the law, it says more about you than it does about us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the other day? Was it AOC? No, it wasn't AOC.
Oh, gee.
One of them said that they thought that was law, that they acted like, well, that goes against the Statue of Liberty. What the hell is it that goes against the Statue of Liberty? It may go against what's written on the Statue of Liberty, but that's not a law, lady. And they really thought it was that was going against.
It sounds like occasional cortex anyway. So
yeah, it's got to be an AOC thing. It's got to be somebody similar anyway.
I just hope that the person that's running against her will win, because I'm so tired of seeing those bug eyes.
Well, the district she comes from, you know, the uber liberal, but. You know, they did a story. They interviewed people in her district who are really upset with her because she does nothing for them other than kowtow to the illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell would they have voted for her in the first place? She did. She was going to do nothing from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Minnesota and their mistakes over there. Look at the six factory anymore of these females that call themselves females, whatever they are, the 6 or 8 pack of that club. That crew, Tlaib was running her mouth and getting kicked out of somewhere again the other day. I mean, and people continue to re-elect these individuals. So, I mean, I understand what happens when, we'll talk about immigration. Look what's happened to Minneapolis. Look what's happening to Fargo. I'm sorry to say, it's going to get worse and worse. Mm-hmm. We bring people in, and even if they're right now they're not even legal, okay, but we're dealing with that. They're settling them somewhere. Why are we settling them all together? Move them around the country so that they are not together, so that they have an opportunity to assimilate to us instead of building their own little village in little Mogadishu in Minneapolis. Why do you continue to do that?
Well, you know, that's the reason back in the first part of the 20th century, we stopped immigration for, 20 years, 15 years? And the reason they did that was to let the people that had come in since about the Civil War, from about 1870 until 1910, let those people assimilate before we start throwing some more people at them.
There you go.
You still end up with the little Chinas and the little, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, little Italy or whatever. I mean, birds of a feather flock together, but it shouldn't be that way all the time for everybody, but you've got to give them time to assimilate. These people are coming here. They don't want to assimilate. They just want to take the money and go home. They don't want to be here.
I mean, I remember in school, you know, they brought families, a family for sure, at one point in time into Baker, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up being the gentleman ended up being a janitor at the high school mm-hmm. to his retirement. I mean, he retired there. He was a wonderful man. He and his wife had two children. I do not remember if he was Vietnamese or what it was, but they didn't bring in 10 families.
Yeah.
They brought in a family.
Yep.
Now, I can understand bringing in a couple of families so that they have some of their own culture
to fall
back on. Well, you know, I'm not against that either.
Nope.
But all I can think about is they brought in and Mr. Ho, Louis, and his wife and two kids, and they assimilated and became, I mean, just it was we almost picked on him, but we picked on him in fun, right? We had such a fun relationship with that guy. It was a blast. Mm. And they had a wonderful life in Baker, Montana. Yep. As far as I know, he retired from the school system
mm-hmm.
as a janitor. He had an opportunity, and he raised two wonderful kids, you know.
See, and that's what America is supposed to be.
That's what immigration is supposed to be.
My grandparents, Rick's grandparents, they all came from other countries.
How about my late wife, Sheila? You know,
yes,
she's
Sheila.
From England.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it the legal way. You know, she got her a green card and permanent residency, and then she later went on to become a citizen, you know, because she wanted to. And did through all the right channels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
So,
well, we've got a mess, and it's not going to get better. I still think it's going to get worse before it does get better.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Coachman just shot us a message that he writes, I think Trump should put a stop for immigration for a year.
A year. Okay, well, I'd go for that.
That makes sense.
I just said 6 months. I pulled it off the top of my head. I wasn't thinking of, you know.
And I personally don't think a year is enough. But 6 months sure is enough. A year is enough with the millions that we've got here right now to deal with. I don't think that 2 to 4 years, his whole entire term, would be too long. I don't think that would be too long to get this mess straightened out. I know that we've got, you know, systems in place where they're going to be able to find a majority of these people. But there's an awful lot of people out there to get rounded up and
well,
straighten out.
The biggest way to do it is that right now people in the United States are taking advantage of this and hiring illegals because they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
you get to the
mm-hmm.
point where you can't hire those people like it's supposed to be on the books, if they're not a legal person, you can't work here. That will send a lot of them home real quick. No money, but you see, right now we give them more money. You know that more money goes on a monthly basis to illegal immigrants than it does to our retired through Social Security.
Wow. Well, then it's going a lot more of that than there is to taking care of our vets as well.
Exactly.
No
same
doubt.
Thing.
No.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
No doubt. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's. And then, of course, all our money going to Ukraine. Of course, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, as well. We got to have that because it's employees, people in our country.
See, again, it's war is money.
Yeah, war is money. And that just pisses me off, you know.
Well, he needs to go, and everybody before him had to go, too. There was no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike does not need to be in that position.
Now, you know, you know Representative Thomas Massie. You've heard of him, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very common sense individual. And he has come out and he said he's going to join Marjorie Taylor Greene and take on. Hang on. We have to take a break here. Hang on, Bob. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Bob, but we have to break away here. We had a little something happened in the studio. We have to break away. And tell you what, we'll get a hold of you next week, and we'll chat some more.
Sounds like a plan, you guys. Take care. Have a good week.
You too. Take care. All right, 1050 AM, Bob Wheeler from Pick City. They are south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Ascent Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on high country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Ascent Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans, this program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back to Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. RJ and RDA here. Shadow is here. And we have a caller on line one waiting patiently. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going up?
Hey, not so bad. What can we do for you this morning?
Little rain makes a person feel good, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
You know, and if we can get the rain like they're promising, boy, this would be something.
That'd be great. Well, the reason I'm calling is I got a concern last Thursday night. Well, first of all, I'll state it this way. The bond is Thursday, and I think people have decided which way to go, so I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
But I do have a concern. Thursday night, I went to the forum. And it was a good forum. People asked questions. I was impressed.
Right.
Questions on both sides.
Good.
But at the end, I talked to the ICON representative, Kyle. And I said, Kyle, he's a nice kid, very honest.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Kyle, how are you doing this for free when at the end of, you know, if this does pass, we would have to bid it out? And he looked at me and he says, Kenny, we got a contract. I said, what? Yeah, he says, we got a signed contract.
Let's back up a little bit in case people are not familiar what ICON is.
Okay, ICON is the architectural firm that is helping Harvey promote the bond and then would help do the architectural work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so I checked around with the board. Some of the board members, they said there's no contract signed. So we have a got a copy of the contract signed by the superintendent. But really, this gets interestinger yet. When I asked a while back to get on the board to ask if they had a contract, I was denied access to the board. And the superintendent explained to the board members that the contract went back to 09, which was a crock, and then 19, which I know nothing about 19 because I wasn't there at the time. But what was really ironic is he had signed a new contract in December, and he never mentioned that to the board.
Well, can they do that?
So that's, I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right.
Because why would he not mention it to the board members that night that, hey, I signed a contract on the 4th?
Well, the question...
of December.
Right, well, the question has to be asked about is... the contract shouldn't have been signed from the superintendent. It should be signed from the board of directors.
Correct. That's what I say. And we do have five outstanding board members.
Mm-hmm.
They're honest as the day is long, and I respect them all.
Okay.
But shouldn't it have been told to them before he signed a document, a legal document?
Exactly.
Which is 20-some pages long. His board should know about it?
You would think.
You would think, you know, and in, like I said, I've never been part of a school board, but I was on city government for two terms. And the mayor did not have the power just to go sign things, especially when you're dealing with a lot of money. This had to go through the board. I know maybe it's apples and oranges comparing the two, but I would think that would certainly need board approval.
Well, I even got an email from Kyle, and this is what he said. I'm reading this. I was under the impression our contract was voted on with the survey contract. Mm-hmm. Well, then, if that was the case, the board should have 100% known about this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's going on? Why are we not telling our personal representatives that represent us in the school district what's going on?
Well, it's a little bit convoluted because I don't care who the person is that is signing it. They can't sign it without the agreement of the board, because the board is the process that goes by. The government entity, which would be the superintendent at this point, whether it be him or whatever it was, that person is at the direction of the Board of Education. They are not making stuff up on their own. They have to be done and told what to do by the board. The board runs it, and then they have to go from that on. From there, they say, this is what we're going to do. Then the superintendent gets it done. The superintendent doesn't do it, and then afterwards thinks about it. That's wrong. That's dead wrong.
But now also they'll tell you the superintendent's limited to $25,000. Well, I got people working that look these things up. They're a lot smarter than me, and we found out the law 48.01.2-02.1 for public improvements, that you can only maximum out at $200,000 for architects, drawings, engineer, and plans. Mm-hmm. Well, with this agreement, they think they have the contract right away. Well, I'm sorry, but if you take a $23.5 million project, and I believe, and I wasn't at the meeting, but I believe they said it was 6 or 6.5% is what they would get, that's a far cry from $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't that be bid?
I would think.
It sure would sound that way. Again, we don't know the logistics of how that works, but, you know, with your experience on the school board for years and years, you probably have a better grasp on that.
Well, my opinion, and I was surprised at the $200,000. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like I said, younger people are smarter than me and found that for me.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Well, I'm not sure exactly why they would have to have a fund like that. It shouldn't be coming from the superintendent, whatever it is, whoever it is, when it is. It should come from the board, and it should whoever is the board of directors, whoever the president of the board of directors, he's the guy that then tells the superintendent, we're going to do A, B, C, D. And then the A, B, C, D guy gets it done for it. He isn't supposed to be the guy that's breaking this up and doing this and getting all the stuff. He's supposed to be at the end of it, not at the beginning.
The way I look at it, and this is my opinion, is I trust if this should pass or whatever, I trust our board, but stuff like this makes me question things that we really have to do our homework and our research and make sure it's done correctly and that everybody knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know, I mean, just like when the bond was done, all of a sudden there was that CTE center in there, and the board did try to correct that, but chose not to, and I understand why. There shouldn't have to be these that the board has to make corrections.
Mm-hmm.
The board should actually know what's going on, should know what's in the paper, and should know, because they're the ones that take the heat when people don't like what they see.
Right.
And if you don't have a well-informed board, it's hard to guide the ship.
Well, yeah, and the board, if they have a president or how they have set the thing up, or there's somebody in charge of the board who has the final say. Say they have six people, and there's, you know, because they can't have six people giving you all answers. You have to come up with a consensus of something. And so they say, okay, once that's done, they say, okay, we're going to have a $5 million bond issue. Then you took and you looked at the superintendent and said, okay, I want you to go ahead and let's get this done, this, and see if it'll pass it. Then make the changes that need to be made if it doesn't get passed. But they shouldn't be, it shouldn't be a situation where a person who is not ahead of the board making the decisions and then the board having it, and then some of it, maybe some of them we've seen too, they hadn't heard it. They didn't know that. They didn't know it. No. Something is amiss here, because they all should know that, and it should be designed and done before they ever gave it to a superintendent.
Listener just shot me a message here, and his listener writes, in the Benson County Farmers Press newspaper, under the school board minutes of Maddock, they voted in Maddock and supporting the CTE Center in Harvey. That was in their paper a couple of weeks ago, it says. Listener writes, I don't know why they would be voting on it if the center isn't approved already. Interesting question there.
That's a very interesting question, isn't it?
Well,
but I want to go on record saying that I do think we have a very, very good board. I'm not going to badmouth any one of them.
Well, yeah,
if they're presented with the knowledge and the facts, I'm sure they'll do the correct thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely,
but,
yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty hard to do the correct thing. I mean, this goes back to a virtual assistant. This goes back to the bond. This goes back to this here right now. I mean, it kind of makes them look bad, and I know they're all good people.
Well, what happens in something like that is that somebody has moved the bar before the bar was set up to be moved, and they can't do that.
The thing is, you've got to remember, there's a chain of command, and the top dog is the board.
Right. And that has to be
the
beginning.
Top.
That has to be the stop and the beginning of it. It can't be a guy that is a superintendent and just all of a sudden we're going to do this and that and the other. He can't do that because that's not his job. His job is to make the board. When the board says, this is what we're going to do, then the superintendent is the person who makes it happen. He doesn't make it run or make it happen before it gets to the point where it's ever been passed. You have to have a board who says, okay, we're going to do this, now we're going to do that. The superintendent then, he can certainly, you know, be talking to the guy. He's a person who's part of that board, but he's the guy that has to then make a decision of how to do it, when to do it, how whatever, based within what the board said. But the board has to have main responsibility. They have to know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, and then they come along and says, this is what we're going to do. Now, once that's done, then the superintendent picks up, and he's kind of like CEO then for that, and he says, okay, we're going to get this, that, whatever they're going to get done, whatever they're doing. But you can't just make it up.
Because what bothers me is here, one of the articles in this agreement is the owner and the architect respectfully bind themselves, their agents, successors, assigns, and legal representatives to this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty legal contract.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so why wouldn't you bring it up in September when the board was talking about if there was a contract or not, and just said, hey, yes, there is one. I signed it in December, and it was written up November of this year or last year.
But actually, who signed that? Who signed that?
The sign is signed by the superintendent.
See, it shouldn't have been the board that signed it, not the superintendent.
Well, I tell you, when you deal with legal documents, I say my personal opinion, it should be the board chair.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
That's my personal opinion.
Whoever the president or chair or whatever, that's. Yeah, you don't.
It's signed by the superintendent and ICON.
I mean, no, it shouldn't be. It should be signed by the board, because they're the ones who the responsibility belongs to, is those people the responsibility to do that stuff. Then once that's done, then the next step is the superintendent gets the thing done. So he says, okay, we're going to do this ABC. Then the superintendent goes and does ABC. The superintendent doesn't do ABC and then DE and F on his own without telling people and just does it himself. You can't have that. That does not work.
But I do want to say I want to thank the ICON representatives that night for being truthful and honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have not said nothing and nobody would know anything.
Yeah, that's
but they were honest, and I do respect them for that, and they have sent the contract to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
So I do got to respect that company for that honesty.
Listener just shot another message. You can probably hear my phone in the background here, but listener writes, for instance, why was the bond printed before the vote, before it went to the bond? That's another question.
Mm-hmm. Questions I can't answer. You'd have to ask your local board members that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, there's a few of those. We don't know the entire story, but heard that some of them didn't know that about some of the things that were in the board, and some didn't. That should not have happened.
Well, they tried to
either.
Correct it, so I got to give them. They tried to correct it and then chose not to, but at least they did try to correct it. So they mustn't have approved it if they tried to correct it.
But how do you get something approved and then some of the board members don't understand or didn't know it was there? How do you who approved it?
I don't know. That's a very, very good question.
That's a problem in itself. This whole system is what's ever happened is so convoluted that it's hard to pull out exactly what happened. But the first thing we need to do is you have to separate the superintendent and what he does separately from the board. And the board sets the attorney. He's the guy that sets what's going to be happening. And then when that's done and it's illegal, then the superintendent takes it off and goes and does it. He doesn't make it on his own.
My understanding, too, there is a Harvey School Board meeting tomorrow night, my understanding.
Okay. All right.
Great. Tomorrow night, and I don't know if they'll address this, which I'm sure they will. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll wait to hear from what their decision and how they address it or whatever, because it should be addressed.
Definitely.
At the very least.
You know, it's a legal document. It's signed by two people, and it's part of the system. It's public knowledge.
You know, another listener sent a question or a response and said, does that make the contract void then if it was not authorized by the board?
Well, that's something I don't know either.
That's something the board's going to have to decide. That's not for me to decide. That's for us to find out. You know, that's why it's easy not to be a board member.
Yes.
I can do what I'm doing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I was a board member. I was on the other end of this stick, and it wasn't fun.
No.
But it's easier to be this side and do the complaining than harping. They're the ones who got to deal with it now, you know.
You're right. Yeah, yes, that's right.
And like you said, you know, the good people on that board, you know, they're friends and neighbors, and that's a lot on their plate right now.
Yeah, there's
they got a lot on their plate, you know.
But I would say from what everything is going on right now, they need to clear the plate and start it fresh. Because right now we've got way too much people confused because of doing things in the wrong direction, the wrong time, at the wrong place. It has to be set in stone exactly what you're going to have to do, and it has to start with the superintendent, not the superintendent, happens to be the person's. I don't know. They call it a president pro tem, or he's the president of the school board, or he's—I don't know what they call him. Yeah, but you could, you know, legal document, whatever they want. But once they say that, then they can turn it over to the superintendent and say, "Okay, here's what we want to get done." They have to be the board who is the person who fixes and does the things that have to be done to get done, not just let somebody else do it. And then, he signed it already. No, it has to be done there first.
Well, in my opinion, it's got to be done proper, and it's got to be done due to the law of 200,000, which we all know that the architect is not going to do it for 200,000. We all know that.
No.
I mean, so go back to square one and figure it out and do it the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
And that way people like me can't find this stuff and complain about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And
we just got another listener email. Listener says, with this new info, the board should do several things. One, terminate the superintendent. Two, cancel the vote. Pay ICON what they are due to date and start over.
Mm-hmm.
The listener says this is tearing up the community to irreparable damage.
Well, it's just, it's convoluted. It's not the way it should be done.
I'm not going to get into negativity. I think the vote will determine itself on Thursday. Everybody's heard enough about that. But let's just deal with the issue here, and let's make sure this doesn't happen again so people can go back to trusting when something is said
that they know it's
the truth.
That's right.
I mean, right now you could really care and say things are all hypothetical. Yeah, you promised, but is that the truth? Well, I still believe that these board members we have when they tell you something, they're going to do what's right in their mind. I mean, I might not agree with it, but in their mind, they're going to do what's right.
And again, that's what's happened is what it seems to be is a lot of things that happened that should not have been in order. Things are backwards. You shouldn't be having somebody signing a document and nobody knows they signed it, and then they're not the people who are supposed to be signing the furniture being that document anyway. They shouldn't be that. I don't know.
Because it was never voted on. It was never in the minutes. Oh, I was at the meeting that night when it was talked about, and this. Why was it not mentioned that night to the board members that, hey, I signed this document a month and a half ago. Boom, done deal. Wouldn't have liked it, but at least then, okay, everybody would know that it was signed.
Mm-hmm. But see, there again, I'm not even sure that there is if there's a legal basis for him to be able to sign that if it wasn't the board. If they didn't know about it and agree with it, I don't, since they are the powers that be, so to be, it's not the superintendent. If I decide I'm going to sign a contract for the superintendent, I'm just for him, for me, I'm going to do it. RDA is going to say, okay, I'm going to sign for this. No, it's not, because it's not legal, because I'm not a person who can do that. I don't have any authorization for that. I'm not elected to do it or anything. But go ahead.
In this document, the first phase is 10,000 or to 20. Well, that is within their legal requirement.
Okay.
But on the completion of that, then it goes into phase two. That's where the big money starts.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So as long as, if the bond theoretically would not pass, then what was done will be okay. If the bond passes, that's when the gray area really, really comes. Where it really, really comes.
And that's why we need... Everybody needs to be very careful about this, and that we don't want the gray areas, because that's just always a problem.
Well, my opinion, legal document that's 20 pages long, because it says right in here in the beginning, this document has important legal consequences. Consultation with an attorney is encouraged with respect. Well, shouldn't you talk to your board?
Well, you think so.
And maybe attorney should have read this.
Listener just shot another message. Listener writes, the board has to know before anything is signed by the superintendent.
It's supposed to be.
So, yeah, this is, again, we're, the vote is coming up, in 2 days now? There's a lot of things that need to be answered, and again, we're not trying to rock the boat with this. It's just merely questions that have come out now.
No, my opinion, the vote is Thursday. What happens, happens, and we move forward. If it passes, we move forward. If it fails, we move forward. We got to do this as a community. And everybody has a right to their opinion.
Yep. And people need to vote. They need to get out and vote. Whatever system they're going to go to, they need to vote for, because we've got to let them know that people are interested and they want it. Yeah. Well, I think it's got to be supermajority to win, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Is that supermajority? I believe it is, isn't it?
Yeah, like 60%.
Okay. So that's coming up on Thursday, and then a school board meeting tomorrow night. I believe that's at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, another thing, and now I'm being the little devil's advocate.
Okay.
Make sure you, when you talk to your board members, ask them about the backdoor tax. That's my opinion. I call it that. It's called a miscellaneous tax, which you can put on about 12 mills without even asking the public, which to me, I think, is wrong. We never would do it when I was on the board, because we didn't feel that was the correct way to do it. People should know what's coming.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's an option there that's out there that express your opinion if you agree with it or don't agree with it. That express your opinion to them.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'll let you guys go. Enjoy the rain. I'm in Fargo. It's just raining here now. So.
And we just picked up with more rain just now. So a nice soaker. Boy, it's going to be great for spring planting.
Yep, soaker.
Make farmers happy, right?
Yes.
There you go.
And smile.
Have a good day, you guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
11:42. We have that light rain continues. It didn't look like it was going to hit us, but it has crossed over now, moving a little further to the north-northwest part of this Colorado low roll again. Stone Schaefer's full weather guest coming up after the break. This program powered by Bissett Motors, south of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington, 1142 now. Good morning.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks started strong, then landed narrowly mixed. Investors are looking at upbeat earnings from Morgan Stanley and United Health. Johnson & Johnson's earnings are better than expected, but sales in recent months fell short of forecasts, and J&J is being more cautious about this year. J&J is also raising its dividend effective June 4th. Bank of America shares are lower, though the bank's earnings topped expectations and have benefited from charging and earning higher interest rates. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde says the ECB will cut interest rates soon, barring any major surprises, but she says the ECB is extremely attentive to oil. And Planet Fitness has a new CEO, Colleen Keating, a veteran of franchise management and hospitality. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rate may apply.
1144, the KHND weather guest, brought to you by our very good friends at the First State Bank of Harvey and Anabus, member FDIC. That's the First State Bank. Here's meteorologist Stone Schaefer.
From the storm team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, rain and thunderstorms throughout much of the day, highs in the upper 40s and east wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35. Tonight, rain, cloudy, lows in the mid 30s, a northeast wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, a chance of rain through the afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s, a west wind 15 to 25, increasing through the afternoon, the wind gust up to 35. On Thursday, a chance of rain that turns into a chance of maybe some snow, then back to rain, partly sunny, highs upper 30s, a northwest wind 25 to 30, wind gust up to 45. On Friday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s, a northwest wind 20 to 30, wind gust up to 40. On Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s, a northwest wind 10 to 20. And on Sunday, sunny, highs in the mid 50s, a southwest wind 10 to 15, wind gust up to 25. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 50s. Keep right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Right now in Harvey, we have that light rain falling. We're at 44. And we picked up a couple hundreds now in the last couple of minutes. We're sitting at 27 hundredths of an inch of rain. Greatest amount of rain right now is in Sheridan County. Wow, listen to this. Scogbo, 76 hundredths, 72 hundredths in Denoff. And just across the border in Burley County, Wing, 7,900s. Now, Carrington only has 700s and 2,700s of Maddox, 3,800s of Baker. So, good slow soaking rain is going to last here for the next day or two. 43 is our temp. East winds at 15, gust at 20, 84% humidity, dew point at 39.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information brought to you by Roberta Storm of State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West End.
It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. You'll find bone-in pork shoulder, all natural, whole in the bag, $1.69 a pound. Our Valley mac and cheese dinner is only 69 cents a box. Our Valley chunk shredded or sliced cheese, $3 for $6. Jack's Original Pizzas, selected varieties. Get 3 for $10. Boneless beef chuck roast, $6.49 a pound. Family pack, 85% lean ground beef, $4.99 a pound. You'll find Mr. Dell's hash browns, $3.49 a package. Brew Pub lots and lots of pizzas, only $5.99. Healthy Choice steamers, 3 for $10. Also, Daisy sour cream, $3.69. And boneless marinated pork loin fillet, $6.99 from Smithfield. Boneless beef chuck steak, $6.49 a pound. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, 4-piece and 8-piece, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious, ready to take home and eat. And don't forget about their brand new website, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's where you can find the full flyer, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
News, and I'm Chris Foster. Today, the House sends articles of impeachment to the Senate against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Secretary Mayorkas at a House hearing this morning about the department's budget.
The dedicated public servants of DHS deserve full support, and the American people deserve the results a fully resourced DHS can deliver.
He's accused of not enforcing immigration law and lying to Congress about the state of border security. It's unclear whether the Senate will actually hold a trial. Former President Trump's back in court for day two of jury selection in his criminal trial in New York, accused of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments before the 2016 election.
Some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that?
The former president, before heading into court to watch potential jurors answer questions from the attorneys, Hall of Fame baseball manager Whitey Herzog's dead at 92. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
11:49, we are back. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. RJ and RDA here in the studios. And thank the caller here just before the break for the information that's come out. And again, something that, you know, we're not trying to rock the boat or stir the pot here, but just information that a listener shared and that's in the know. And, you know, this is it's pretty serious. Being, you know, I served on city council for two terms. You know, you just can't poo-poo it, you know, when you're dealing with tax dollars like that. So, let's see. Oh, one more listener email that just came in. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can click on this. Only elected officials can sign contracts for the school.
That's kind of what I thought. I wasn't sure, but.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, school board meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I'm not exactly sure where that's at, but probably at the high school, I'm guessing.
I would think,
yeah. All right, it's 11:50 now. We have to, we ran long in that first segment, which was fine. We have to break away and see what's going on with the late morning markets on the Ag Central Radio Network. We have light rain falling, soaking rain, good sleeping weather going on.
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, 43 is our temp. East wind at 12, you guys to 17. So the winds have backed off a little bit. Right now, we're going to check in with our good friends over at Tracy's Market of Bezenden and Maddock. Good morning.